morning, everyone. Welcome to Catechism 2021. It is the 23rd Lord's Day. Pretty big topic today. Let's get right into it with a prayer. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word to us, the promise of eternal life in Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that empowers us and enables us to see him and believe him and love him and live for him. Father, we thank you for your grace toward us. Bless us today by your word and by your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, Lord's Day number 23, question 59 is the first one, and what we'll see today is the intersection between the beliefs we've been going over in the Apostles' Creed and our lives as individuals. And so you have beliefs, things that are true, and our lives existing on earth as people. How do those things intersect? Those things intersect at the point of faith, when we have salvation in Christ through faith. Anyway, you'll see more. Hopefully that comes to life as we look at this today. Lord's Day number 23, question 59. What good does it do you, however, to believe all this? So you see those two aspects there, right? First, you. See if I can get the mouse on there, right? You. What good does it do you, however, to believe all this? So all those doctrines. And I'll flip back here, way back to question 23, just several weeks ago, when he says to believe all this. What is it referring to? It's referring to basic Christian doctrine. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, which is the universal church, the church of all the believed, all the redeemed, all those who believe in Jesus, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. The Apostles' Creed, taken in the Catechism just as a summary of core Christian doctrine. What good does it do you, however, to believe all this? In Christ, I am right with God and heir to life everlasting. I love how concise and simple the answer to this question is, because this is the question of questions. Are you in Christ? Are you right with God and an heir to life everlasting, to eternal life? That's the point of doctrine. Doctrine is not just for the intellect. Doctrine is how God has revealed himself. God has revealed himself through these truths, things that have happened in history, things that are true about him, things that are true about us, things that Jesus did for us to save us. The point of all of this is to be made right with God, to be made right with God, a relationship with God that never ends, sharing in his favor in such a way that will never end, an heir to life everlasting, which is living with him in glory forever. So what good does it do us to believe all these things? Salvation, right? Knowing God. And believe, when it says believe here, it's not just intellectually agreeing that these things are true. It's believing these things in our heart, trusting in Christ from the heart. It's all about a relationship with him. So nothing can be more relevant than these things. Question 60, how are you right with God? Only by true faith in Jesus Christ. Again, love the simplicity of that. Now, he says more here, but only by true faith in Christ. Faith is the way to Christ, and Christ is the way to God. There's no good work that you must go out and do to qualify yourself for this relationship with God. You come to Jesus and Jesus alone. As sinners, do we need a mediator between God and ourselves? Yes, we need Jesus as that mediator. He brings us to God. But as sinners, do we need a mediator between Jesus and ourselves? The answer is no. We come right to Jesus. We come directly to Jesus, and he saves. So how are you right with God? Only by true faith in Jesus Christ. Even though my conscience accuses me of having grievously sinned against all God's commandments, boy, isn't that true, and never having kept any of them, and even though I am still inclined toward evil, and you know that's true, if you're attempting at all to live for Christ, each day that passes, you sense this and you feel this more and more as we're inclined toward evil. As we grow in holiness, we'll see evil more clearly, we'll grieve evil more deeply, and we'll attempt to turn from evil more diligently. Even though I am still inclined toward all evil, nevertheless, without my deserving it at all, out of sheer grace, God grants and credits to me the perfect satisfaction, righteousness, and holiness of Christ, as if I had never sinned nor been a sinner, as if I had been as perfectly obedient as Christ was obedient for me. And you can follow all these little letters down to the cross references that are given below. And study them out, read them out, pray through those scriptures, follow the marginal references and study out each clause, each topic. But basically, this is God making us right in his eyes through Christ's perfect life, his sacrificial death, his glorious resurrection, his giving us his Holy Spirit. Christ cleanses us. He cleanses us of guilt, and he's sanctifying us to make us more like himself. And then one more phrase here. All I need to do is accept this gift of God with a believing heart. Such an important word that he ends here. Heart. Faith is something that happens in the heart. Faith is a heart reality. It's with the faith that we believe. Trusting in Christ from the heart is how we're made right with God. Let's flip the rest of those cross references. Next question, question 61. How do you say that by faith alone you are right with God? It is not because of any value that faith has that God is pleased with me. Only Christ's satisfaction, righteousness, and holiness make me right with God. And I can receive this righteousness and make it mine in no other way than by faith alone. Very important idea here about what faith is and what faith is not. Faith is not a work that we do to earn salvation. Faith is how you receive salvation. That is by God's grace. God saves sinners by his grace that's received through faith. It's like a hand that reaches out. It's not something that earns. The thing that earns salvation is who Christ is and what Christ did. The way that Christ is received through faith, and therefore faith saves. Romans 10:10, good little memory verse here. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Both of those things are important, but today's emphasis is in the heart. Believing in the heart is what justifies a sinner in the eyes of God, and with the mouth we confess and we are saved. There must be and there will be an outward expression which includes a verbal confession of salvation in Christ. But it starts in the heart. And if it doesn't start in the heart, it never started in the first place. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Jesus and for the perfect salvation you've given us in him. Thank you for the gift of faith. Strengthen our faith. Encourage us for what lies ahead. Strengthen us for what lies ahead. We might live for you in this wicked and perverse generation. Set us apart, sanctify us for your purposes, use us for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, thanks for joining again. I'll see you tomorrow for Confession of Faith 2021. It'll be week 23, and then I'll see you next Sunday for Catechism 24th Lord's Day. God bless you.